This is from Let's Just Be Friends by H. Norman Wright. Red flag number two, one of you is a rescuer. When I was in high school and college, some of my friends had summer jobs as lifeguards on the beaches and public pools. To me, lifeguarding was a dream job. These guys were in the sun all day, usually surrounded by kids their own age, and the hours were good. As summer came to an end, I'd say to them, "What a great summer job you had. I'll bet you're sorry it's over." Many of them surprised me, saying, "Not really. I'm tired of constantly rescuing people." But when it comes to relationships, some people never tire of being rescuers. They live for it. In a healthy relationship, you want to be there for the other person, and he or she wants to be there for you. That's the healthy way to relate. If you find you're the one who is always there for your partner, and he's like a ghost when you need him, you've got a problem. Is your partner there for you? Sometimes the rescuer takes the initiative to save the other person. Other times, the person in need of rescue will manipulate the rescuer to spring into action. When someone is always rescuing another person, the person being rescued begins to learn that she does not need to change, because her partner is always there to bail her out. And even though the motives of the rescuer may be noble, in time the message he sends is, "I'm better than you are, and you're not capable of handling things yourself." Eventually, the person being rescued begins to resent the rescuer. I've seen rescuers repeat this pattern with different partners. They're attracted to people who need them. If you think this is the case with you, think about the future of any relationship in which one person is always rescuing the other. Most of these relationships don't last. And if they do, they're terribly unhealthy. If you find yourself attracted only to people who are weak and needy, and if, on the other hand, you are turned off by people who have strong wills, you have some work to do. Discovering the reason for this attraction and correcting this tendency are important things to do.